Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
The first thing that I think about when I wake up is you. Previous to washing my hair and right before I move to bed next morning. So I need some morning mix to get me started on my way. Jason's Deborah O'Keefe. Start the show.
Good morning, boys and girls. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines, not yet. Dead, not yet. But have no fear. That's about the time you walk away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. Oh. And you still act like you're Nicholas Hajda.
What's the wrong with Hajda 3?
Hey, I had a whole other thing.
Oh, my bad.
You jerk. Deb, what's up, my man?
Well, huge.
Yeah, huge.
Very colorful.
What are you talking
today
about? The, I'm colorful?
Yeah, you got your colorful t-shirt on.
All right.
It's very 80s.
I'm a colorful person.
It is. I was just thinking that, yeah.
There's a
you look like the logo of a VHS company.
A lot of these colors were involved in the Ed Clements Open Golf Tournament wardrobe that mm-hmm. I specifically purchased but then was uninvited to.
Aw.
You know, I found out who took my place. This is the big, big, big final boss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I guess if he wants in, sure, I'm on the cutting block. That's fine. But he quit in the middle of the round, said it was too cold.
So, are you kidding?
Nah. It did turn cold yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a call from Ed at like a half, like whenever that was? Like, hey,
jump
can you come
in.
Finish?
No. My condition, I would not have stood for it anyway, but I was excited to show off my new wares, and I was going to wear it today. But you say the huge, I say rise and shine, campers, and don't forget your booties because it's cold out there.
Oh, here we go. It's always cold out there.
It's cold out there every day.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it is a crisp 41 degrees in Austin right now. And according to the technology available on my phone, we are barely going to crack the mid-40s. 46 is the high today.
Wow.
Ooh.
So don't forget your booties.
Stay inside.
Because it's cold out there.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll write a note for you.
What are you doing? I was told yesterday that it was going to get cold, so I was not surprised today. But yeah, I did not notice until I walked outside.
See,
it hit yesterday. How did you not know? Sorry, Nick. It hit yesterday. That was it? You didn't notice?
50-something is not cold. 40-something, then I'm like,
get out of here. Are you wear shorts when it's cold outside? It's like, it's not cold.
He is, but he also is the one who'll bitch at it.
I also have the short sleeves on today, all right?
This is your first winter. See, I was about to say, I luckily put on my winter weight a couple of months ago, so I'm prepared.
This
is your first one.
I purposefully...
Don't freeze.
I wore the pants today instead of the Ed Clements Memorial Golf Tournament shorts that I was going to wear because I was like, it's too cold for that. But then I was like... you know, when I lost the weight, I could go back to my 15 years ago t-shirt collection.
Right.
I don't have a hoodie collection from then.
Oh,
so
the one hoodies invented 15 years ago?
I don't know. We didn't have hoodie technology, but all I have is 3XL hoodies. So,
you know what you should be? Is you should be guy who wears, like, the tights under his shorts in the wintertime. Now that you're all Mr. Fitness.
Oh, yeah. That's a San Antonio guy's look.
Yeah.
When he plays, my God, these things. They're just... He says that they're his compression tights, right?
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, they're not compressing?
I've got underwear that's tighter than these things, right? But he insists that they're a compression, so he wears them on leg day, and he wore them...
That's the problem, San Antonio guys. Kick out that leg day.
No, you need to work in that leg day.
Mm.
But yeah, he also wore them when he had BP the other day because it got down to 65. Oh, dreadful. Dreadful.
Yeah.
He's as bad in the cold as you are. Have you forgotten what a wimp you are in the cold every year?
Oh,
it gets cold. You're like,
I understand. Yeah.
Okay, be prepared.
I just don't, I don't care for it, all right?
Also, I remember when I cut all my hair off the first winter that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my neck. This stuff really helps. There's no wonder nature said, here, put this all over your body. But yeah, you will notice more things this year.
I got, I have some compression tights. Remember, I wore them the day that we ended Dave B and Katie, a little bit for that matter, in basketball. That's a good look. I bought them for fashion reasons. I suppose, can I wear compression tights under my cool guy shorts?
Yeah, you just won't look cool guy anymore.
Well, that's
what
not
color
good.
Are they?
I have white and black.
Oh, you're such a fashionista.
So, yeah, I can move with the seasons, no problem.
I feel like that's the 2020 equivalent of wear socks with his sandals guy. Like, you have to make sure that, not, like, they do not match color-wise at all.
That's hideous.
Okay. I'll work on that for you.
I kind of like the leggings on guys look.
Oh, I wish I could do it.
Just with no shorts?
Like, yeah, I love it with no shorts. But it looks good with shorts, too. Just don't wear the stupid really long ones that go past your knees. Just looks dumb.
I like doing compression shorts and JNCO jeans.
Hang on. Leggings, the compression shorts with no pants, there are no shorts, that's not what you're talking about?
Wait, say that sentence again.
You said you like the leggings look on guys.
Yeah.
If I were to wear these, I mean, they go all the way down to my ankles.
Right.
That's no good? Yeah, I thought you said don't wear the ones that go,
Shorts.
If you're going to layer them and wear shorts on top of leggings, don't make sure that make sure that the shorts aren't the ones that go below your knee, the stupid long ones.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, never wear those anyway, guys. They're dumb. But wear them just a little bit shorter.
Yeah, cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts over your leggings.
Yeah. Oh, sweet leggings.
Wow.
Goodbye, guys. I'm retiring. I'm retiring on that idea.
Hey, Nick, I'm sorry. They exist.
I know.
Cargo leggings? They already exist? Wow. Yeah. Okay, all of this seems like more important news than what I have for you. But sure, here we go. We discussed Borat, the Borat sequel yesterday. Have you watched it yet? Any new thoughts? It's good. It's fun. We all agreed that it's a great movie. I said, because now I am also a gullible old man. maybe I don't like you punching down so much, Sacha Baron Cohen. But yeah, watch it if you have not seen it. The people of Kazakhstan have never been that into the whole Borat thing.
Never been that into is a nice way to put it.
Because, he makes it look like a third world hellhole.
Uh-huh.
But apparently they are leaning into it. Even using Borat's catchphrase. Hang on, I'm going to do the voice, all right?
Okay.
Very nice. In tourism ads. That was not a clip from the movie, guys. That was me doing the voice.
Wow. I mean, you were right here in the room with me, but that freaked me out.
Nailed it.
Can you do Jason Meets Borat at 7-Eleven?
Oh, God.
Don't.
Listen, his mind is not fixed yet.
You're not 100%
yet. Wait, the lights are up too high. He's not wearing sunglasses. He's still concussed.
I did it yesterday afternoon with no sunglasses, and I was like, I can make it, but I will say I'm already like... This is a little, every day, the lights are real twinkly now. And I'm like, knock that off.
Turn these down.
Hold on, I got you though.
Keep going.
Hey, yeah, Borat. Good. Very nice guy. What's up?
Wow.
No good.
Did you even try?
Hey. Let's see here.
What if that was the part of his brain that's permanently damaged? Is his impersonation zone?
Oh, shame.
Oh. That would be. A real shame.
Yeah, he lost it.
Says Barack Obama about my...
Lost it.
One tourism official who goes as far to say, quote, in COVID times when tourism spending is on hold, it was good to see the country mentioned in the media. Not in the nicest way, but it's good to be out there, end quote. So they're glass half full in this thing saying, hey...
You're right, lean
at
in.
At least you put us on the map. Are there tourism officials of Kazakhstan? I guess I really don't know anything about the country. I wouldn't... I know that it is a... fictionalized version there, but I don't really know anything about it. Actually, Sacha Baron Cohen hooking him up a little bit says, quote, I chose Kazakhstan because it was a place that almost nobody in the U.S. knew anything about, which allowed us to create a wild comedic fake world. The real Kazakhstan is a beautiful country with a modern, proud society, the opposite of Borat's version, end quote.
Nice.
So
he should have done.
Couldn't you just make up a place?
Well, I feel like he could have done, and no offense if any of you listening are from any of these countries.
Oh, here we go.
Montenegro, Bosnia, Croatia. Yeah, well, any of those places, because they are absolutely gorgeous. And a lot of the people we met were lovely. But the male society there, oh, Lord. What if... What
you
if,
have some work to do.
What if you... So I'm going to do the impression thing. This is me, and then I'll do the Montenegrin boy.
Okay.
So, you know, you got a girlfriend. You come home, you've been out late with your friends, she's already asleep.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend...
You want to have sex, and she's like, no. He goes, I take it. What do you mean you take? I take, it's mine. But that's rape. No, not rape of girlfriend. There. That's a real life story that happened to us in Montenegro. He could have chosen that place. Mm. That really is a beautiful, glistening jewel in the Isle of the Mediterranean. But
I mean, that sounds like a lot of the stuff that comes out of Borat.
God damn, some of the
don't
views.
Don't touch your vagine.
It bleeds itself.
I wouldn't touch that one. All right. Jeez, that looked like a problem.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
We have another 4-pack of passes for Galaxy Highland. Is there a movie out right now that everybody's, I mean, Borat, you watch at home. Remember, Tenet came out and everybody's like, let's go back to the theater and watch something.
I don't know what's out right now.
I'll check on that for you. But we got a 4-pack of movie passes for you before 7 o'clock. Romero at ATX tweets to Jason and Deb, says, Jason, I missed yesterday. You said there... She was mad about a little thing. Is it fair to assume she was referring to your 13-year-old penis? First of all, my 13-year-old penis was quite advanced, okay? And I just stopped there. I was on quite a trajectory. But
oh, don't use that word.
What?
Trajectory.
Oh, I lifted my arm up at the moment I said trajectory. That's fine.
Feel a bit
that's
weird.
Fine. No problem. Seriously, don't be a dope and go apologize. No resolution is not a solution. It's been resolved.
Just brush it under the carpet.
Probably.
You know you don't have to mean it, right? You just have to say it.
That's not a better way to operate. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
No. I don't have to mean it. Just say it. That's terrible, man.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think I do to you all the time?
Not the... Yes, I know. That's why... You know what? Don't get started with me. I was just describing our relationship to somebody yesterday, and I was like, Nick is like having a girlfriend, because there's some days where I love him, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is my best friend. He's the best. And there's other days that I'm just like, you're an emotional wreck, and I can't deal with you, okay? Just strengthen your spirit and then come back to me.
Jesus, wow.
Yeah.
That's how you think of women?
No. But that's how...
You said he acts like a girlfriend.
Sorry, girls significant
all,
other.
Girls all act like that, do we?
No, not all of you. I have one that currently is not like that. All right.
Currently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I would respond to this, but we're currently not talking. So as of 30 seconds ago.
Sports brought to you by Pants. The Dallas Cowboys situation is great, guys. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
You don't sound very sure of
yourself.
Trade
deadline is a week away. All we got to do is, you know...
Sell.
Throw some picks toward the New Orleans Saints. We'll have Jameis Winston, and then the ceiling will be back off of the.
That's where you're at.
Ceiling will be back off the season.
That's the savior.
Everything is fine, but is this representative of what's gone on there? Mike Nolan is the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I will say, of all of the terrible things that happened on Sunday, the 25-3 loss to the football team of Washington D.C. One of our better defensive efforts yet, holding them to 25
against a team that's playing Kyle Allen.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Not that's yeah. Not.
I mean, Kyle
exactly.
Allen.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a but it, look, they were giving up 40 on the reg, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna hold them to 25 here. There's a stat here. Where is it? The Cowboys so far have given up 243 points. That is the exact same number that they allowed in 1992, their first Super Bowl season, through 16 games.
God, who is doing the deep dive for these stats?
They've played 7 games, and they've given up the same amount of points they gave up in the entire season.
Desperation. Oh,
there's a...
Very nice.
Yeah. But Mike Nolan is the defensive coordinator there, and yesterday he was doing his press conference. It's a Zoom thing where he gets on the thing with a bunch of reporters, and he has a slight hot sauce mishap.
Obviously, the frustration for him as well is just, you know, look, when he misses them, nobody... I got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger and it went in my eye. That wasn't good.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Never good.
Oh, ow.
It's terrible. Jeez.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
Hang on, guys. You're right back.
Give me 1 second.
So he had to get up and leave after he Tabascoed his eye.
Ouch.
It eventually returned and said that his eye felt better.
You know what they should do?
What's
incorporate
up?
That into his defensive plan. Put some Tabasco in all the players' gloves on the other team, and they just get it in the other opponent's eyes.
And just start poking other players in the eyes.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, this is the caliber of person who is coordinating the defense for America's team. I'm sure that's fine. Now, did I put some, what was that you gave me, Nick? Icy Hot last week? Did I immediately rub it into my eye?
You did put it in your eye, didn't you?
Sure, but I'm a concussed idiot jackass, okay? And Mike Nolan surely makes $2 million a year to coordinate that defense.
Have we checked him for a concussion?
Oh, that's probably, I'm sure he played back in the day. Maybe that's still weighing on him.
I mean, just like maybe he got too into it in practice.
Galaxy Austin Highland Theaters has hooked up a 4-pack of movie passes for us. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. If you want to go to the movies, you got to beat me. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Good luck on the phone.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, are you serious right now? One of the better defensive efforts. Did you not see the receiver run right past the defensive back? I kind of saw all of the things, but look, first of all, no, not totally serious, but here are the Cowboys point totals that they've allowed this season. Are you paying attention, Deb?
Yeah.
20. So that, okay, I accept. Week 1, 20 points versus the Rams, then 40, 38, 49, 34, 38. So yeah, holding them to 25, we did it. That's what you want. You want to have a low number. You want to allow a low number instead of a high number.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
To win a football game, you have to score more points than the other team.
Does that? All right? I don't understand
and
that.
So, well, whoever scores the most points, they win the game.
How that happens.
And then, but if you allow less points, then you have to score less points to win.
Yeah.
I'm a football philosopher, man.
I will
tell you these things. And Florida man Kyle says the problem with being a Cowboys fan is that you've had years of success, which gives you permanent hope. Here in Jacksonville, we don't have that problem. Come join us here for a pool cabana game day. Fun and best bet happy times. Hashtag join us. Hashtag we have pools and casinos.
Yes.
Florida man Kyle called.
We're moving the show there. Don't worry.
Called my afternoon sports show yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah. He's a real smart sounding dude.
He's a real smart dude.
I think he's probably a real smart dude.
He is.
It's always confusing me being in Jacksonville. What's going on there, man? Austin Galaxy has hooked up a 4-pack of movie passes for us to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Andrea?
Hi there.
Hey, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Andrea. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Super good. Freezing, but I'm good.
Oh, freezing. Yeah, it's not nice out there, is it? Very miserable. Get those heated seats on ASAP. All right, three topics for you to choose from, Andrea. Sweet. Fictional wackoons, weird celebrity phobias, and actors with multiple Oscar nominations, yet no wins.
The phobias.
All right, cool. Been waiting for this one for a while now. Number one, which British glam rocker carried a cross to ward off witches because he believed they wanted to steal his semen to create the Antichrist? Wow,
oh
Jesus.
My gosh. British rocker?
Is that for real? Didn't know that. Glam rocker, I guess. Yeah, rock glam rock. At some point, he was a glam rocker, yeah.
Oh,
All right, Andrea, I need an answer.
John Lennon.
Oh, no, we were looking for David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right, number two. Which daytime talk show host is grossed out by chewing gum and had it banned from her studio?
Ellen.
Ellen, oh, it's close. It was Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And which actor, who goes by three names, has a phobia of antique furniture and will not go into a room with anything made before the 50s. Jesus Christ, you weirdos.
Oh, wow. An actor with three different names.
Well, just three names. His name is made up of three names.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's two, but no, it's Billy Bob Thornton. Hold on a second, Andrew. We may take you to a tiebreaker. Well, how'd you find out all these things, Nick? Is there a website?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to know more about these things. Number two, yes, deal, done. Excellent idea.
Number two, deal?
Excellent idea. Listen, didn't get any right, Jay.
Ah, oh, Andrea.
I know.
Andrea.
How's the hallway out there? It's pretty bright.
Actually, it didn't bother me. It's fine.
Bother you?
See, yeah, it seemed okay.
It's good. Leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was bothering you.
Yeah. I think we can do it. I think we can recover to near 100%.
To near, which is 40%.
No. My brain is always operating. Like, you know, I would turn it down sometimes to a good, you know, 40 to 50% just so you guys would be safe.
Right. Otherwise, it was just like could blow us out of the room.
You know what? I don't know if it was a lack of brain power. But I heard you mentioning heated seats as I was entering the hallway.
Yeah.
Which I guess I knew that I had in the Tesla. I let Bumbleina borrow it on Saturday. She and the Bumbleito went pumpkin patching or some family fall type thing to do. But it was all the way up in wherever land, and she didn't want to take her car there. So I was like, yeah, come take my car. Returned it in one piece, and everything was great. And then I get in it the next day. And I'm driving a little ways down the road. I didn't realize she had that thing turned up to 100. It had the seat warmer, which I have literally never used. But she had it turned up to 100. And I was
just
like,
worry about your battery?
Well, I was worried about my butt. I was like,
yeah, when you don't know it's on, you think there's something wrong with you.
That's the thing is like, you if your left side goes numb, you're having a stroke or a heart attack.
Toast,
something. I was like, if your butt starts getting hot, what does that mean?
That's great. That's a good trick. I've done that for many years, is just surreptitiously turn on the seat warmer in the middle of summer for the other person.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Just
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's funny.
I've never
used it. I had mine on this morning. It takes halfway to work before it turns on, but ooh, toasty joy.
I keep a lot of heat in my butt, so I don't.
You don't even have a butt.
I don't.
Maybe this winter you'll need the seat warmer.
Maybe.
Could that be the first therapeutic time for you.
I think my butt, despite all the weight loss, has remained the same size. Okay?
Yeah.
It was always, I always had this sized person's butt.
But yeah, but you always had like other lard sitting around it from other parts of your body, so that was keeping your small butt warm.
My butt had a thick winter coat
surrounding it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this trivia, shall we?
Yeah. What is it?
Weird celebrity phobias.
Weird celebrity
phobias.
Kind
of interesting.
Okay, then.
Gross. Number one, which British glam rocker carried a cross to ward off witches because he believed they wanted to steal his semen to create the Antichrist? It's a little big-headed, I would say.
British glam rocker. That's hard for me to... I'm not supposed to know his name.
I would say that at one time he was definitely a glam rocker.
Oh, he's transitioned out of the glam rock world. Yeah, I don't know. Give me British. Robbie Williams.
Oh, glam rocker, eh? Yeah, you know a lot about music, don't you?
How about Right Said Fred?
Right Said Fred. I don't believe they're even English. I don't know. No, we were looking for a glam rocker. David Bowie. Be that glam rocker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Right Said Fred are English.
Are they English?
Yeah, apparently London.
So proud.
I would have said German for sure.
I don't know enough Bowie things, but you would consider him glam?
Well, back in the days when he was wearing platform-soled shoes and, you know, strutting around with makeup on, that's definitely glam rock.
Okay.
But, like you said, he transitioned out and into many other things. In and out, he was a real artiste. Number two.
If Robbie Williams was once a glam rocker, though, you wouldn't be surprised, right?
Well, I mean, like, I know his career, so if I found out he had a glam rock phase, I would be surprised, yeah.
Mm. I don't know his career at all, but he seems like a reformed glam rocker to me.
No, he was a part of the biggest boy band in English history.
Yeah,
ever,
but he had a quick shoot off into the glam rock world.
No, he didn't.
He could have in this hypothetical career that I have created for him. Yeah, he started out in a boy band, and then he branched out into his own. He's like, I'm a glam rocker now, and then he eventually wound up making that gross video, and then there was like, end of career, Robbie Williams.
Gross video?
You know that video where he's like all stripped down, and you see his muscle, the fiber things?
No.
I thought you knew his career.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the number one thing, Robbie Williams thing to know.
Yeah, okay.
Unless I'm talking about a totally different musician.
Right,
which is entirely possible.
Number two. Which daytime talk show host is grossed out by chewing gum and had it banned from her studio?
Can't be that one, right?
Might be the other one.
I'm trying to play.
Could be that one.
Play me Homer style. Andre, you would have just guessed Ellen, right? That seems like the correct thing to do. Yeah, I can. All right, give me Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams is incorrect.
Yeah.
So is Ellen.
It can't be Wendy Williams because she's always putting junk in her mouth.
Oh, she's not grossed out by smacking at all. She's the queen of it.
Let's start the show. I'm just going to put a lozenge in to begin the show.
Oh, she's the worst. No, it's Oprah.
See, I thought about Oprah, but calling her a daytime, that's like calling Bowie a glam rock day. Are you purposefully trying to misguide me?
Oprah is a retired daytime talk show host. It's a bit misleading.
Saying Oprah daytime talk show host is like saying Michael Jordan baseball player, okay? She's done a lot of things, man.
Maybe don't outthink yourself. Stop trying to beautiful right. mind these quizzes.
I'm going to turn my brain back down to 50.
Please do. Thank you. Number three.
Also, it's Rock DJ. Is that Robbie Williams song that you're... It's gross, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that song. I just don't know the video.
For the video, he's skinless and you just see all his muscles and stuff.
Yeah. At the time, I think people thought of it as like very impressive cinematic work. But in general, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Get out of here.
Anytime I see muscles on the inside, I'm like, that's not right.
Oh, now I'm going straight to
the internet.
That's
why I rid myself of muscles for the rest of my life.
Oprah doesn't like gum because her grandmother used to go stick it around pieces of furniture back in the day because I guess she wanted to use it later. And so, yeah, she kept just like, you would just rub up against something and then, oh, it's a piece of gum.
Oh, that's hideous. Who does that? People still doing that,
by the way?
Oprah's
grandma.
You still putting gum under tables?
Mm-hmm.
I hate you people. You people suck.
Oh, that was the worst in school when you just fill in with your desk and just you grab a piece and you're like, what is, oh, that's gum.
No, it's worse that's when you're gum. A girl and you cross your legs and you put your knee up under the table and then when you pull it down, you've ruined your tights or your skirt or whatever it is because the gum is stuck to you.
You don't know what the Giro uniform was? I've ruined many a tights. No, I haven't.
I know you haven't.
No, that's a lie.
Number three. Which actor who has three names has a phobia of antique furniture and will not go into a room with anything made before the 1950s.
Actor, three names, antique furniture. Is he a real actor or is that like his seventh job?
I would say real actor.
Antique furniture. No idea. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Well, that's a good guess for three names. I like it. But we were looking for Billy Bob Thornton.
You do seem like a weird dude, Billy Bob.
We could have done this entire thing on Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm sure.
We did it. Nothing to nothing, Andrea. In the case of a tie, Deb will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest, you may go over, will be the winner. Deb?
Yeah. According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Oprah is worth... how much?
Think of an answer there, Andrea. I'm going to write mine down real quick. How much money for Oprah, you say, huh?
This one's been there a little bit, so I'm going to double check and make sure we're up to date.
She hasn't earned more money.
All right. Or lost it. Okay. I got a number. What do you think, Andrea? How much for Oprah?
$700 million.
I'm confident it's over that, but I'm not sure. Maybe I went too high. $1.5 billion is my answer.
$3.5 billion.
Yeah, I've been digging myself. Andrea, hold on. We do have a prize for you.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.